this pasuk, Parshas Vaschanim, says the shamartes hamitzvos hakimus mishpatim sharnichim utzavcha yom lasoso. Rashi says the famous Chazal, Hayom lasosom olam hazeh, v'machal olam haba litos charam. That in this world we do mitzvahs, and olam haba you can't do mitzvahs. That's the famous story with the Vilna Gaon. That when he's on his deathbed, he was crying. He said, in this world, a couple of dollars you can buy tzitzis and do such a mitzvah. And when you're in the Olam Haba, you can't do any mitzvahs anymore. So this world is the Olam Asiya. We do mitzvahs in this world. And the Schar, we get the Olam Haba. And this is the famous Gemara in Kedushin, that Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Molecha. Right, that's what Gemara says in Lamed Tesem and Beis. Rava Omer Hamani Arv Yaakov, Uda Omer Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Molecha. That even though l'man yarichun yomecha really doesn't mean in this world, it means in Olam Haba. There's a famous Rambam in the Perek Tes in Hilchos Tshuva. He discusses, so what's all the psukim in the Torah that says, if you do this, you'll get Sati Vitaritz Ken Beito, etc. So the Rambam writes in his Tshuva that really all the schar we're going to get from all our mitzvahs in the Olam Haba. But Hashem says that if you do mitzvahs, I'll make it easier in this world to enable you to do more mitzvahs. But that's not B'Torah schar. That's just the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that I see that you're interested in doing mitzvahs. I'm gonna help you do even more mitzvahs. But what's the pshat? Why is schar mitzvah b'hayal molecha? Why is that? And furthermore, by Rishoyim, Pasuk says that Hashem pays them off in this world. So what's the idea? Oh, so the Baal Shem Tov quoted in the Mori Nayim of the Magid of Chernobyl on page 3. It says, Yabesh, Shalav HaSholom, Omer, Schar Mitzvah Ha'am Malekha, Ki Ein Kol Ha'olam Yochol L'Kabel Or HaSchar Shal Mitzvah V'Dibur Hogur, Ki Hu Me'ein Sof Baruch Shuk Ka'amor V'Nitzos Kol Ol Mikulo Va'olam Yesh Lo Sof. He says, because Schar Mitzvah is so infinite that this world is a finite world. It can't house, it's not big enough to encompass the infinite nature of the awe of schar mitzvahs. Schar mitzvah. Ki ein kol olam yochol lekabel or haschar shal mitzvah v'dibur hogod. And the Osher Rebbe in the Be'er Moshe, he quotes this, and he also says over on page 5, the last three lines on the by the end of the bracket. Ke'esis bar lana. So he quotes this Baal Shem Tov, and then he says Ke'esis bar lana. Moshe Omer David Hamelach Alav Hashalom. Chol Tichlor Itzi Kates Rechava Mitzvascha Meod. Whereas Rechava Mitzvasa Ba'od means, so there are a lot of different pshatim. I spoke at Rabbi Winevsky's Levaya about this pasuk, Rechava Mitzvasa Ba'od. But here he's saying the pshat is that Rechava Mitzvasa Ba'od means that the schar mitzvah of a is so broad that this world can't house such a multitude of or, and that's what it means, Rechava Mitzvasa Ba'od. Oh. So the Malbim has a discussion also about the concept of schar mitzvah. And he quotes the pasuk Shamor Tishmarun on page 6. Es mitzvos Hashem Elokechem ve'idosav v'chukav asher tziva. The Malbim says Shamor Tishmarun p'shabemes rosh tishmarun shalom al manas l'kabel pras. Rak asher tzivcha. Avim lo tosig mizah shum schar v'toelis. So Shamor Tishmarun es mitzvos Hashem means you should do it just kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokechem. That should be the reason why you're doing mitzvahs. And we know the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos: "Al tiyuk avadim amshamshim sarav amanas lekabel pras." Right. So that's what he says. So not tishmurun because ashet tzivach, because of the tzivun, not because of the schar. And then he quotes a pasuk in Veschanan. So the Malbim again in his Sefer Artzos HaSholom, also written by the Malbim, he says the same idea on page 10, third column, towards the bottom. V'zesha Omar, he quotes, Schar mitzvah mitzvah, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Schar shel kech v'adam mitzvah, u'etzem a mitzvah ba'atzma. Because the schar mitzvah is the privilege that you could do a mitzvah. They're doing the Ratzon Hashem. But he says something more. He says, first word on the line is Losei Slo Schar. Nimtza Ikar Kiyum HaMitzvah. But schar shalokeach mechi hamitzvah, rei schar ikar hamitzvah. Ikar kiyum ratzon habore ubaschar shalokei mimenu. So we'll have to see, what does that mean? Oh, sort of Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the Ruach Chaim, he's medayik. What's the lashon al tiyuk avadim mishamshim sarav al manas lekabel pras? What is the difference between a pras and a schar? Why does it say al tiyuk avadim mishamshim sarav al manas lekabel schar? What does it mean al manas lekabel pras? So he writes, he's parashol b'ofen zeh. He pras nikra beno evnam kabel machal me'ovi v'rabo me'lichu l'beisov ochloshon b'fnei atzmo. Beno mechabel pras me'oviv. But if you're going to your parents' house and you don't have time to stay for dinner, so your mother says, just here, take some chicken, put it in the bag, and you'll go eat it whenever. That's a pras. They're giving you a prusa from the meal. Schar is the when you sit there and you nene from the experience. So he says like this: a person who gets schar from mitzvah in this world, that's not the ikar. Because the ikar of the schar is to get the hanav of seeing the Pnei HaMelech. And that you only see in Olam Haba. So if a person wants his schar for his mitzvahs in this world, it's like he just wants the pras. He just wants the food and run and go. He's not going to be sitting b'fnei hamelech. He says in the left side, "Kein ba'olam haba ha'ikar hu lachzos b'noam Hashem." Rosh Hashanah schar ba'olam hazeh hu kikafri achafet b'pras hamelech beisum. Always be rosh b'nei hamelech. It's like the guy who's coming to the king's house, and he doesn't want to go to the banquet. He doesn't want to go to the presidential banquet and be part of the whole affair. He just says, send me some bagels from the affair, and I'll eat it at home." So he missed the whole point. The whole point is to be at the banquet. So he says, the schar that we're going to get in Olam Haba is mamish being b'fnei nene miziv hashchina. That's the ikar. If whatever we can get in this world is a pras, is a prusa. In other words, it's like getting a couple of bagels from the presidential banquet. So he says that you shouldn't be somebody who just wants the pras. You should realize that the ikar is the schar, not the pras. In other words, the ikar, what he's saying is that you shouldn't, in other words, this Mishnah is saying that you shouldn't want to just be mekabel pras. I mean, pashut pshat, we learn in Mishnah that you shouldn't look for the schar, you should just want to do the mitzvahs. But Rav Chaim Volozhin is giving a pshat here, no. You shouldn't want to be paid off in this world, because getting paid off in this world is babkas. Even the best thing you can get, the most gashmiest thing in the world, is peanuts compared to what you could get by Roa Pnei HaMelech. So that's what it means. Al tiyu kavodim, don't be like the avodim who want to just get the pras. You want to get the Pnei HaMelech. You want to get the Pnei HaMelech. And then he says another idea on page 14, going over to page 15. He says, there's nothing wrong with wanting to get schar. If your kavana, you see, the greatest pleasure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in this world is to be able to give. That's the whole idea. Why did Hashem create the world? What does He need the world for? Because Derech, you know, the famous from Ramchal and others, Derech HaTov LaHeitiv. Hashem is Tov. So you can't be Tov unless you're a Meitiv. So that's why He created this world. So if your Kavanah, when you do a mitzvah, is that you want schar, but not for your own pleasure, to enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to be Mashpia, so that Kavanah is Mutter. That's another idea that he says over here. But the main point is this chilap between a pras and a schar. That pras is like it's like the kid is he's sick, he can't come to the birthday party. So what do? They pack a little baggie from the party and they put a little thing and then they send it to him at home. So at least he could feel part of the party, even though he couldn't be there. He says anything we get over here is like part of the party. The ikar is being then the miziv hashchina in the Olam Haba. Oh. But then the question is, well, what about Rishoyim? Why are Rishoyim get this schar in Olam Haza? So simple pshat, the Chazal, the Farshim say, so this way Hashem pays them off, He doesn't have to give them anything in Olam Haba. But I think we could say another idea as well. Now in Parshas Pinchas, we know that it says that Hashem gave Pinchas Bris Kunas Olam. Right? He killed Zimri, he got Bris Kunas Olam. So there's a famous Chazal on page 18, famous Medrash Rabba. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'din Hu Sheyitol Schara. B'din Hu Sheyitol Schara. So what does that mean? Why bedinu to you? Understand, well, the Medrash has to give a haskama to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gave him a scar. So the Medrash says, yeah, I give an approval. We approve what the Ribbono Shalom did. Bedinu to Yitol Skar. So there are a lot of different mefarshim give pshatim in this idea. Chasam Sofer gives several pshatim. I want to discuss one word from the Chasam Sofer in the second arrow on page 19. Chasam Sofer says like this, which we know the din is Char Mitzvah B'Hai Al Maleka. So what's the reason? So we already said over from the Baal Shem Tov, because this world is so finite and Char Mitzvah is so infinite, it can't. This world can't contain the schar. And he says, Pshat is like this. We know a concept in Bava Metzia, Schiris Eidem Mishtalemes El Vasof. That if you're doing a job, you're hired to doing a job, right? So you get paid at the end of the job. So he says a beautiful pshat. When a tzaddik does a mitzvah, so he never views that as a completion. You put on tefillin today, you want to put on tefillin tomorrow. You put on tzitzis today, you want to put on tzitzis tomorrow. You're always in the middle. You never end. You only end after Me'av Esrei. So that's why Schar Mitzvah Hay Al Maleka, because you never consider it as a completion. The Rasha, he holds, look, I did enough, I'm ready, I finished. So pay me. It's over. So that's why he wants in this world. But when it came to the mitzvah of killing Zimri, so Pinchas is not looking, hopefully, that he should have another opportunity. He hopes that this should be the last one. So for this, Medinu, Shiyitol Schar. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. But the point being over here, Rabosai, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar based, and we'll see this from the word from the Haflah, he gives schar based on what you consider schar. Whereas if you consider that your avodah is not mushlam yet, then that's just what he said before. Like we said, Hashem works according to your terms. If you're Mesabel Yishalayim, v'chule. So if you hold the mitzvah's over, so then you're ready to collect. If you hold the mitzvah's not over, you're going to put on tefillin tomorrow, the next day. So then, whatever you consider, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows. You know, the famous Chazal that Rav Chaim Volozhiner quotes, Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem is a shade. With a shade, you put on one finger, the shade will be one finger. You put on two fingers, the shade will be two fingers. Meaning, whatever we do, Hashem mimics what we do. So I think that's the pshat also, why Rishayim get schar in this world. Just like the Chasam Sofer said, and also, Rishayim don't understand the idea that a mitzvah is so great. So their hasagas of the schar in mitzvah is not great hasagas. So from Lashitasam, this world could, what they consider chashiv, they could get in this world also. So Lashitasam. But the Haflah writes, Shot the Mishnah Pirkei Avos on page 21 at the bottom. He says like this. He says in the Mishnah, Avizoyim the mitzvah kalak kibachamura, shiyata yodei matan scharim shal mitzvahs. That you should be zoyim the mitzvah kalak kibachamura, because you don't know matan scharim shal mitzvahs. Rabbi Chashev hefsed mitzvah keneged scharim. And then the Mishnah says, you should be mechashev, in other words, if you have to do a mitzvah, it's going to cost you a certain amount of money. You have to keep Shabbos. So if you own a store, so you're not going to have the store open on Shabbos. You're going to lose $500. So you should mechashev the hefset mitzvah keneged scharim. So he says, l'chor tzastira. Because the first part of the Mishnah says, yata yodei schar shal mitzvahs. Right? And here, the second part of the Mishnah says, having mechashev hefset mitzvah keneged scharim. How can I make a cheshbon? What's the hefset mitzvah keneged scharim if I don't know how much the schar is? The first part, the Rashi Mishnah says, "Yata yodeh not nisharim shal mitzvahs." The Sefer, the Mishnah says, "Havei mechashev hefset mitzvah kineged scharim." So he says like this. Hachaperishu she'me'emes e'liton gvul ischar ha'mitzvah. Elishu l'fi hachashivas ha'mitzvah etzel ha'odom. Unbelievably so, from the haflaw. How much schar do you get for a mitzvah? It depends. You make the price. How do you make the price? If he chashuva etzlo elv zuz, if he's nominal revach elv zuz, if he vatal min ha-mitzvah, who b'neich ha-revach v'osek b'mitzvah, vadalo nifchat zor me-elv zuz. Say, for example, you keep Shabbos, right? You own a store. You're going to make $1,000 a day from that store. So if you keep it closed, so you're going to, so to speak, lose $1,000. So if you, Shabbos is worth at least $1,000. But say you would get $2,000, you would open the store. So then that shows Shabbos is only worth for you $1,000. So if you keep Shabbos, you get a schar for like for the value of $1,000. But if you would open it for $2,000, then you're showing that Shabbos is not worth $2,000 for you. If you knew you could make $1,000,000, you'd still close your store. So then when you keep Shabbos, you make $1,000,000 every Shabbos. In other words, the schar is when you consider, you make the price tag. How big the mitzvah is worth to you. If you say, well, I'm going to not put on tefillin today if I could get $1,000,000. So you show that, in other words, whatever you show the mitzvah is worth to you, that's what the schar is. And in the Sefer Mishal Avos, he quotes a different girsa from the famous Gemara Chulin. A person shechted, the halacha is if you shecht, then you get the first chus to do the kisei adam. And if somebody takes it away, then they have to pay you a asar zehuv for taking away your mitzvah. Why asar zehuv? So it says pshat like this. When the person took away the mitzvah, and he went to Rabbi Galil, he says, Asar Zehuvim. So the guy said, okay. So if you say okay, then you're saying this is what a mitzvah is worth to you. If he would have said more, if he would have said not okay, then he would have to pay more. In other words, the person is koveya the schar of his mitzvahs. So that's pshat, I think, why the Rasha for him, the greatest chashivas, is to have the pleasures of this world. So that's why he gets the schar in this world. Because for him, he can't be masing what ruchnius is, nenem is in hashkina. So that's why he's going to get schar in this world. We get schar in olam haba, because not only because what the Baal Shem Tov says is because this world can't contain. It's because we know what's really valuable. So and we'd rather have, like Rav Chaim Volozhin says, we want the schar, we don't want the pras. We want to be Roe Padeh HaMelech. And like the Haflaw says, we're Kovei the Schar. And if that's really what's more Choshev, so that's what we want. The Rishayim can't be masing what it means Menem Iziv Hashchina. So for them, that's what they want. So everyone's Kovei their own Schar in the mitzvahs. And everyone's Kovei is the mitzvah finished or it's one continuation. Tzaddikim say it's never finished. Except for killing Zimri. That's finished. Hopefully it'll never happen again. But Tzaddikim say it's never finished. So the male of their schar is an olam haba. So that's the idea of matan schar shal mitzvahs. That the matan schar shal mitzvahs, schar mitzvah al maleka, not only what the Baal Shem Tov says, because this world can't, because the ikas schar is the roi panei melech. And that's what we consider chashiv. If that's what we consider chashiv, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you make the price. How much is tefillin worth? You make the price. How much is tzitzis worth? Whatever you consider it. That's the schar that you're gonna get for it. And Bez Hashem, we should have the proper hasogas to understand what schar mitzvah really is, and what the Beis HaMikdash really is, and we should have the proper values to be misabel properly on Yerushalayim, and to continue our avodas Hashem throughout our lives. Hayom la'asosom. This is the world of Asiya. That's why we need a Beis HaMikdash. Because without a Beis HaMikdash, we're lacking in our Asiya. We can't do the proper mitzvahs. We're back. Look how many mitzvahs we're losing as a result of we don't have a base of mikdash. So the two things come together. Ayom ha'sosom u'lamachar b'toskar. Well, yeah, so next week.